Number two, ownership in the ministry is important. Most churches think of ministry or program first. Then they recruit people to a slot to fill in. In this case, it mostly failed because that we are not, that was not our choice, but someone else's choice. So they do some, but mostly become passive or inactive. If they charge it themselves, they will put all of their energies there. But in case of someone else's choice, they don't think they have ownership. That's why the ownership in any ministry is important. Let's look at ownership briefly here. Today we call it autonomy. For instance, Daniel H. Pink wrote about this in his book Drive in detail. He mentioned there are three types of motivations. Number one, carrot and stick. Number two is empowerment. And number three, autonomy. You know all about what that means. He lived through the early years, people need the carrot and stick for doing something. And before the postmodern era, people needed empowerment. But now in the 21st century, people need autonomy. These approaches make sense. Actually, today Christians are totally different from yesterday. It's not their fault. The whole of society, even the church itself, changed a lot. Only Christians are not any more ordinary. They want to be a person as they are, which means they want to grow up enough. Let's think of it more. Today, congregations do not stay at one church all over their life. They are looking for a church where they may grow. Some churches train them for 3 years, for instance, discipleship making programs. But when they complete the 3 years course, they leave the church where they are trained, even though the church was their mother church. They were there for about 20, 30 years as a committed believer, Christians, lay people. But they left today without any hesitation. Why they do? Because they want to grow. They want to use their talent, the gift given them by God. So interestingly, other churches are growing and seem to take advantage of it. Because those people who left their previous church came and joined their church. So almost every May, many mature people who are trained very well and almost ready to do any ministry and know to the other churches. That is today's church, especially in Korea. We pastors have to know the reality. We intend to stay in the fantasy world too long. They miss many people to the other churches, even their church to close down soon. Thank you for listening.